Free Talk Live. We are kicking off hour number two of the show, and you can take control if you dial 1-800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Again, anything goes from political to the personal. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have sent us their picture. And we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. And we want to show you off. It is not a beauty contest. All we require is that in the photo, you obviously show yourself and show that show some sort of signage, some sort of evidence that you listen to Free Talk Live that references the show. And that will validate you. Then we'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are who you say you are. And we put you up on our site. freetalklive.com.
And feel free to show as much of yourself as you would like.
Well, we might have to censor it a bit if you show too much, but
Anyway, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, where there will be no censorship. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Let's talk about witchcraft, Torgo.
Let's talk about witchcraft.
Silliness.
Silly. I know we have witchcraftians who listen to this show.
Yes.
I don't know. That was a good word.
I know one of them personally.
Really? Okay. Well, I know we have witchcraftians who listen to this show, and I will probably offend several of them because I hate them. So,
wait a minute. That's not very nice.
I don't care. I don't need to be nice to these people. So,
but what have they done to you?
Nothing. So, anyway, first, a story out of New Guinea. Police in New Guinea have arrested 320 people for practicing sorcery and religious cults. So I guess in New Guinea, it's illegal to practice sorcery.
Now, you don't think it should be illegal, do you? Because I don't think I want my tax dollars going to arrest witches.
I don't think it should be illegal at all. I don't want my tax dollars going to arrest witches. However,
okay.
If there were a private organization, a non-profit private organization who was dedicated to rounding them up and putting them in one central location where I wasn't, I might donate to that organization.
That sounds a little bit of, that sounds just wrong to me.
Yeah.
I didn't say round them up and, you know, put them in camps and, you know, maybe.
You mean they'd have to go with them voluntarily? They'd come and persuade them to be rounded up?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Several large scary men can be persuasive. So can broken bones. Belief in sorcery,
my goodness,
is widespread in this jungle-clad, mountainous South Pacific Island nation. Police raided three villages Monday near the city of Lae on the north coast and arrested leaders of a cargo cult. Okay. Those arrested were aged between 20 and 70.
They either work on a cargo ship or enjoy cargo pants.
No, cargo cults believe that Western goods or cargo are created by ancestral spirits. They have been known to build airstrips in the jungles in the belief that planes would land with cargo.
What?
Possibility exists.
They believe that their ancestral spirits created like Levi blue jeans.
Wow.
One group led
what
by...
What can you say about that, you know? Just wow.
Yeah, exactly. And you wonder why I don't like these people? One group led by two women used menstrual blood as sacred water to enable them to see invisible things.
Yucky.
One of the female cult leaders said...
By the way, I'm convinced that women who are menstruating really can see things that aren't there. I believe
they
that.
Hear things that aren't being said.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every other hack comic line in the world, it's all true. One of the female cult leaders said the sorcery improved the livelihood of the people in her village.
That's fantastic.
She said, we read the Bible, and in the book of Leviticus, we found strange teachings about women and their monthly cycles. We were not sure and did not consult our pastor, but kept the secret to ourselves after having revelations and seeing cargo and money being given to us.
What? This is the most bizarre story I think that you've ever brought to the table.
It is very strange.
Yet another group in a nearby village used skeletons from ancestors to summon supernatural powers to predict the future and bring prosperity. We can invoke blessings for protection, hunting, luck, and to increase wealth.
Oh my God.
Good for them.
You could also just do something. That would be helpful, you know?
Well, now, how is this different? Let me ask you this. Now, you're coming down pretty hard on the witchcraft people.
Okay.
But how is it different necessarily from somebody that prays for more
that's
wealth?
That was going to be my point. I was going to let you get through the article. And, I mean, what really is the difference when you say, "Dear Lord Jesus, please let me get that red bicycle that I really want"?
Is it less? Is it just because it's less silly than jingling some bones?
Okay, now, first of all, when you say, "Oh, dear Lord Jesus, please let me get that red bicycle that I really want," that's usually children.
You know, adults do that kind of stuff all the time.
Hold on. That type of request is usually children.
Well, the red bike request, specifically.
An adult request would be, "Dear Lord Jesus, will you please help me pay my bills this month? Let me get the raise, whatever.
Let me get that girl that I want." It's just adult things that they want.
Right.
Not the request.
Still a childish thing.
They might pray for it, but then also at the same time, they have a tendency to also make a change in their life. And
those say that these sorcerers don't.
And
they're building airstrips in the jungle.
Because I'll give you the distinction right now. These people who practice sorcery, if someone has a disease, they will take them to a doctor who's not a doctor, but someone who will then use menstrual blood to see the invisible spirits that are making someone sick and pull them away with voodoo.
Okay.
Christians will pray over their person who is sick in a hospital getting medicine.
Okay, so you would then...
That's a good point.
Okay, so then you would put the witchcraft people on the same level as the religious zealots that refuse to take people to hospital.
Isn't it the Scientologists that are sort of of that point?
No,
or is it,
I don't know what the denomination is, but...
Scientologists aren't into, like, using antidepressants.
Christian science or something like that.
No, it's not Christian science. It's something really obscure, but there are people out there that go so far as to not want glasses for their kids. If you can't see...
Some Pentecostals are like that.
Right, they say God meant you to not see, and therefore you should not wear glasses.
Right, and then they speak in tongues, and then... gyrate.
Yeah.
Those people
flip on the floor like a fish.
Those people also need to get beaten in the head. Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure.
That's a little extreme, but
I just wanted to make sure.
I don't harbor violence for many groups of people, but this is one of them.
I just wanted to make sure you're being consistent in your hatred.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Just people who are insane and like it.
So what is it that I guess you really object to about the religion, these witchcraft people? I mean, it's their thing, man. Let them have their own witchcraft.
I understand that, but they take their religion to the extent that they can harm themselves with it. Not so much, and I don't care if someone hurts themselves. Let them hurt themselves, that's fine. But at the same time, I don't want to have to see it or deal with it. Like, if someone's a crackhead, let him be a crackhead. If someone's a voodoo priest or someone is a witch and's like, "Oh, I'm a witch," and puts her bumper stickers on the back of her car and walks around with her pentacles around her neck, and you go over to her house for dinner and she's like, "Oh, be careful. Don't touch that. That's my altar. I'm going to kick that thing over." Keep your sickness out of my life.
Now, wait. You chose to go to her house.
Yeah.
You didn't have to read her bumper stickers.
Okay. Well, first of all, yeah, you do. You have to read their bumper stickers.
You do have to read bumper stickers.
Can you avoid reading bumper stickers?
Well, I enjoy reading bumper stickers.
Have you ever tried not to read a bumper sticker?
No, I would
never. You know why? Because you can't.
I would never consider doing damage to someone else's vehicle because they have wicked bumper stickers.
I'm not going to damage their
vehicle.
Just
to be clear, both my mother and my wife, I can ride in the car with these people, and we can go by somebody who has a bumper sticker that says something inflammatory on it, and I can say, "Did you see that bumper sticker?" And they will say, "No."
They might not have noticed the car.
But there's people that have this sort of capability to sort of zone out. Mm. You and I sort of look for controversy.
Yeah, and you know what? Both of those people are women. Have you seen them drive? They don't pay attention.
Please, my mother and my wife are both better drivers than I am. I'm the one who's flighty and blah, blah, looking at all.
Well, that's because you're a little on the metro side. Maybe that's one.
As I hold up his Emery board.
That's my problem with the metro designation. The metro designation is somewhere between heterosexual and homosexual. That's not right. I'm heterosexual. I just take care of my nails.
That's why you are somewhere between those two. 800-259-5791. It's okay. Stand up for what you believe in, man. Which you believe in buffing your nails every single night. Not very many straight guys do that sort of thing.
Where's my Emery board?
Hey, what do you think about witchcraft? We want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Live, 800-259-5791. That is the number for you to take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you. And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives right there on the front page of the site. The last 7 months of the show are there for you for free. freetalklive.com.
That's a lot of archives.
Something's wrong with us giving away all those archives for free.
Nobody
We're
else
crazy!
Yes.
With archives so low, they're insane!
You'd be insane not to get them, because they're free. freetalklive.com. And we're talking about witchcraft. We're talking about these Wiccans who, they cast spells, don't they?
Sure.
whatever that means. Not that it does anything. I mean, but they believe that it has some effect on their lives.
Right.
Just like Christians believe that prayer has effect on their lives as well.
Yes.
I wonder, I'd like to see kind of like a debate between Wiccans and Christians. I just think it's going to be interesting.
I think it would be like the Springer show.
And
Also, with the prayer thing that you were bringing up last segment, first of all, I want to defend myself against personal attacks that have been coming in over IMs. Just real quick. Just because,
messages, okay.
Yeah, just because Johnson is listening to the show.
Right.
And Johnson knows one thing about me, and this hasn't come up on Free Talk Live. It has come up on other shows in the past.
I think we've talked about it on this show.
But I was talking about the fact that the people in New Guinea are the types of people who, if someone was sick, they would take them to their priest to get cured instead of to a hospital, whereas the Christians would pray over the person who was already at a hospital receiving proper medical care.
Which I believe is the way to do it.
And Johnson was talking about the fact that I refuse any and all sorts of medical care, and I will never go to a hospital if I have any control over the situation.
Right. You, you're kind of weird in that you, if, for instance, you got in a car accident, you, if you were bleeding because something impaled you in the car accident, you would actually refuse the ambulance. If the ambulance came up and said, here, let's stitch that up for you, or let's get you to the hospital, you'd say, no, no.
Now, while
let me bleed.
Now, while we're being completely honest, I'm going to say that, yes, I believe I would do that.
You know, think in advance you would do it.
Yeah, right now I could say, yes, that's what I would do.
But as
now,
the blood is pouring out.
When I'm impaled on a spike, I will probably be the biggest wimp on the... Oh, what took you so long? You know?
Well, wait a second. Last weekend, it was just last weekend, like 6 days ago, my nephew cut his hand on a miter saw. In cutting his hand on the miter saw.
Oof.
Now, I can't say that this was the smartest move in the world. But, because miter saws, you know, they only move in one plane, so if you have to, like, get your hand underneath it rather than, you know, it jumping out at you or anything like that. He cut his hand, and in the cutting, cut the nerve, the tendon that makes his pinky extend.
Oh, nifty.
So he could retract it, but he can't really extend it. Now, he has, now there's sort of musculature in there that'll cause your pinky to move with the rest of your hand, so you'd be okay if it just healed up on its own, but your pinky would slowly go and crook in because there's nothing to hold it.
And then you just end up with, like, Chris Rock hands.
I don't know what Chris Rock's hands look like particularly, okay. But, I mean, yes, you'll end up with a crooked little finger over time. And I've seen people like this. And would you just go with that? Suppose you cut a couple of tendons here in your fingers.
Well, you know.
You're not going to be able to use them.
I might be able to. You never know. I might put myself through physical therapy on my own.
Yeah, but you won't have tendons.
Ah, that's right. They might regrow. You never know.
No, they won't.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I would refuse the medical attention, but not because that I think by casting a spell I might be able to drive away the evil spirit of the spike that's impaling me. No, not at all. Just if I heal, I heal. If I die, I die. All right. Not a big thing.
Because well, I would get the impression,
if I'm disfigured, I'm disfigured. You know, that's just what happens.
I would think that most Wiccans or pagans that you're referring to in these particular instances would, in the case of a spike, go to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would think most of them would as well.
Like, they're going to realize, oh, yeah, I've got a made-up religion. I like it and everything.
Right.
But it's made up.
Right. That's another thing about them. Finally, they'll be like, oh, yeah, hold on, I forgot, I'm lying.
But
that's
all these,
right.
All these religions are essentially made up. There's at least large portions of them that are made up. I believe that they're all sort of made up. I think
they have to be made
up by somebody. There's a spiritual basis to them. But, you know, made up all the same. They're ways to explain reality.
But Wiccans know. They just know that it's made up, and they're lying.
Wiccans aren't explaining reality to themselves with their religion. They are actually trying to influence reality with their religion. They believe that by jingling some bones and throwing cat's milk on them, that they'll be able to control the world around them.
Okay, and here's the difference between a Christian praying to get a personal benefit and a Wiccan trying to get, not specifically Wiccan, a spell-casting faith.
Okay.
Not just Wiccans, because there are other spell-casting faiths. There are druids, there are all kinds of things. So,
right.
I can't believe they're different, but go ahead.
Yeah, there are differences.
They're not different to me.
Druids wear cloaks.
I don't want to just offend one small group. I would like to offend them all, if possible. And Christians, when they pray, they are praying to God, thinking, okay, if I ask God for this, maybe God will see fit to give me this
Do
thing.
It, yeah.
They're asking for a favor.
The Wiccans or the Druids or whatever, they're like, okay, which of the myriad of gods and goddesses that exist in the world should do this? Okay, well, I could just ask, no, that's right, I have to get naked and sprinkle flower petals here and stand this direction at when the moon is in, and I have to chant and dance and sing and cast a spell.
I think that they like getting naked and sprinkling flower petals, I think is what they
I
like.
I think what it might be
I think
is,
they're just lying. That's what it is.
You know, I think what it might be is that the person, whoever it was, somebody at some point,
came up with the sequence of events that you have to go through in order to cast whatever it is, a spell. So if I wanted to cast a love spell on you, man, which I'd have to, you know, get naked and bend over and...
that would do it.
Sniff some flowers or whatever. Do a little dance. I just think that whoever came up with this was just kind of laughing at the people that he knew would follow it. Like, let's think of how many different ways we can get people to do silly things so they might think they're going to get extra money or extra love or extra attention, and just watch them do just stupid, silly things. I think it might have just been a personal amusement kind of thing is why the religions even came about in the first place.
I got a book on spellcasting when I was, I don't know, 15. My friend and I were like, ooh, magic. Let's try magic. You know, because we were 15, sure. Whatever. So we picked up at Walden Books. So, you know.
A User's Guide to Magic.
The king of all occult bookstores in mass market paperback. We picked up a spell book, and I cast a love spell, not on him, a love spell that required me to put a blade of grass under my tongue and then face one direction,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Say something, and then turn all the way around. And so I'd face north, then south, then west, then east, then north again. Mm-hmm. And it was stupid. So stupid.
Boy, I thought I was being stupid when I was playing with a Ouija board at 10, but doing that at 15, definitely stupider. Let's go to the phone. Stupider.
I hate you. I just want you to know
that was pretty dumb, wasn't it? More stupid. Let's talk to John in Little Rock. You're on Free Talk Live. John, the homeless man.
Yeah,
you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey.
I got something very special that I want to say.
Yeah.
If I had a t-shirt on, it would say, love a Wiccan Lizzie today.
Love a Wiccan what?
Lizzie today.
Lizzie?
Yes.
Lizzie? Lesbian?
Well, I'm trying to be censored from the last time.
Well, you can say lesbian. You just can't say F and S and the C word. I mean, there's
a couple of C's.
Right. But, yeah, you can say lesbian. So are Wiccans more likely to be lesbians?
Have you seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
What?
She is hot.
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, anyway, I called to tell you guys I got something very special I want to give you.
What?
Oh, it's a secret.
Well, wait a minute. How can you tell us if you're going to give it to us?
Because he hears the music.
All right, we'll hold you on. Hold on there, buddy. 800-259-5791. John the Homeless Man has a special gift for Free Talk Live, and I just can't wait to find out what this is.
Oh, boy.
Ah, it's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Not since the dog ate my homework have these people been so creative in making excuses. I'll tell you about the unlikely spinners of some creative yarns when we come back.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? Oh, that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You may have sold your teacher on homework eating Fido, but the policemen who track speeders aren't buying such creative excuses, which, according to thecarconnection.com, include, "Officer, my wife ran off with a cop, and I thought you were bringing her back." Or, "Gee, sir, I was just hurrying my goldfish home to fresh water." How about, "I just got my car washed, and I was only trying to get it dry." All pretty cute, but just remember, if you speed, the joke and also the ticket will be on you.
I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, the Friday night edition of the show. And anything goes, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem. We just came across a website, and that's why I kind of I'm losing my composure here. We'll share it with you in a moment. But we actually have Homeless John on the line with us here. Homeless John from Little Rock, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, can I get a drum roll, please?
No, the last time you asked for a drum roll, you botched it. What do you have for us?
Not this time, my friend. You're going to like this. Trust
okay.
me on this.
We're playing the drum roll. Go ahead.
All right. I am pleased to announce to all Free Talk Live listeners that if y'all go to the BBS, and y'all know how to do it, you will find a link to my podcast.
You've been doing that. You've been putting your podcast.
Oh, you're gonna like this right here.
It's a special podcast.
Oh yes, trust me. You will love. You will be mad. You will cry. And then
dumpster diving tips.
What's so special, John?
Tease it.
Well, these are some sketches I did.
Oh really? Like kind of comedy sketches?
Oh yes. Trust me on this.
I mean, you know what? Honestly, John, I haven't had a chance to listen yet. Have either of you guys had a chance?
No.
I just put it up today.
Oh, okay, okay.
I actually don't own a computer.
Well, thanks to this laptop that I got, I was able to do some things, cut stuff, and, you know. Now, these are my sketches. My Man on the Street stuff, Lord willing, I'll try to post those tomorrow. And I got a special episode dedicated.
You really are a man on the street.
Yes.
Yeah, literally. Now, I got a special episode that I dedicated to you and Ian and Manwich there.
Really?
That's my Man on the Street stuff. Those are interviews I did.
Great.
But
that is so cool.
Comedy sketches you can listen to now.
You know, you are the most talented homeless man that I've ever known. You're the only homeless man I've ever known.
Well, when you listen to these special comedy sketches I did today, you'll know why.
Are you making any money at your new podcasting thing?
No.
There's no homeless organizations out there that will sponsor you or anything like that?
I'm not a capitalist.
What are you?
A bum.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. So yeah, he's posting this on our bulletin board system. So if you want to go check it out, that's
you sort of sneered at him. He's like, "Are you making any money at this?"
Well,
I think about
sneer at him.
The radio show that you do every night and don't make any damn money at.
You know what I was sitting here thinking? When John said, John, the homeless guy's like, well, thanks to this new laptop that I got. Oh, really? How about a job?
he sort of applied for a job there for a minute.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to ask him about that. Well, I'm sure he'll be calling again sometime. Anyway, 800-259-5791. So let's go back to witchcraft. I did a little Google search a moment ago, and
I never think to do that. I mean, it seems to me like every time we're having a conversation, you're always Googling something, and I never even think to Google stuff while I'm talking.
I don't always do. I did it.
Seems to me like
it during the break.
Often.
Yeah. So it wasn't while we were talking. Man, I try to pay attention while we talk.
Right.
I'm not that good at it.
And when he does use his computer while we're talking, yes, it is pertaining to the conversation. Whereas you are sitting over there like playing solitaire or chatting or buffing your nails.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I typed in witchcraft into Google, and when you type things in, the little AdWords comes up on the right-hand side. So I figured I just kind of wanted to see what kind of people are advertising to someone searching for witchcraft. And here's one of them called Spells Guaranteed to Work. Welcome to the world's most powerful spells by High Priestess Catherine Ulz. Now, this is kind of like a lot of those religions where you can just sort of just name yourself whatever you want to, right?
Right, exactly.
Super Wizard Manwich.
That's right.
Actually, High Priestess is kind of a standardized title in most of those faiths,
mm-hmm.
but really anyone can call themselves a high priestess,
correct.
I think.
Sure.
Like, I'm a high priestess by virtue of the fact that I've decided that I am a high priestess.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, and people just buy it. They're like, oh, yes, high priestess.
Well, I don't think I could go around calling myself a high priestess. For
no, you'd be the high priest.
Yeah, that would be the general.
Yeah, how many witches call themselves...
That would depend on how metro you were looking that day, really.
Thanks for that.
How many witches call themselves low priestess?
Actually, you'd be high princess.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the sell. Here's the pitch. Imagine being able to alter your world in the areas of love, money, career, sexual intimacy, bad karma, and willpower. Imagine being able to bring back lost lovers. Make someone sexually...
Imagine being from the dead.
Imagine worrying about karma. You know, like, what are you going to do about it? Just go out and make some good karma.
So is there a spell that can pump my karma on the BBS?
Well, theoretically... I mean, gosh, if you can do all of these things, if you can affect all of these things with just a little picking the right flowers and mixing them in your little mixing... What do they call that? The pestle?
Pestle.
Yeah. Pestle?
See, I was
I thought
able
a pestle was the thing that you mixed in, but bowl and pestle.
Bowl and pestle?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the stick you mash things with.
Is the T silent? It's P-E-S-T-L-E. I don't think that's silent. Pestle.
I can't answer that because it would be one of those words that I have only experienced by reading.
Unfortunately, we haven't offended any of the witches yet because nobody has called in.
No, I know that. That's making me sad.
It's probably because there aren't very many of them out there.
Yeah.
There are more than you would think. I just see so much... pagan crap everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere. Just, and, of course,
now,
maybe...
paganism isn't the same as witchcraft. It's not the same as witches, right? That they're not the same.
Same to me.
I thought pagans worshipped the earth. I didn't think they cast spells.
Well, and they do rituals, and they,
believe
in the spirits and the energies and the whatever other crap makes them feel better about themselves afternoon.
Wait. I think that paganism has something to it. You know, there's sun worship involved in there. And I think the sun, if you're going to pick a god...
There is real energy involved in the sun.
Is a pretty good god. I mean,
real endothermic energy, yes.
Without the sun... Rising, you know, it's reliable. Every day it rises and it sets.
Yeah. I mean, and if you don't have him, we'll freeze to death.
Yeah, if you don't have him, you die immediately. Like, life on the planet just begins to shut down without the sun. Sun's a good god, all in all.
Right, but then once you start making requests of the sun, you start going overboard.
Well,
once you say, oh, great and powerful sun, please provide...
Food
for the kid. Help photosynthesis. I mean, unless you are asking for something other than green plants or vitamin D, you need...
Hey, by the way, you ask if you can raise your lovers from the dead, and Catherine, High Priestess Catherine, says all is possible. And she puts it in orange to really emphasize.
Hold on. You know what? Forget all of that description. Here's what I want you to click. And I want you to click on the left hand on the navigation, our guarantee. I want to know what her guarantee is.
But it's right underneath all these different spells. They have breakup spells, marriage spells, binding spells, job spells.
Wait. I want not the marriage spell or the breakup spell. I want I get everything in the divorce spell.
There's a divorce spell right here.
And then there are hex removal spells.
Here we go. Our guarantee.
On the guarantee, right there at the top. Wait, 1 year unconditional money back guarantee.
1 year.
So, like, if your spell fails over the course of the year, oh, the tumor came back.
We are so confident in our services that we provide a 1 year, 100% money back guarantee. When we say 100% money back guarantee, we truly mean it. Here are the terms. You must give the spell time to work. This time frame is 120 days from the date of purchase. That's
four months.
A request made...
How do you want the lover back after 4 months?
Request made before...
Found a new one at that point.
If you request your money back before 120 days, they're going to ignore you. You must allow for time for a full energy exchange. Sometimes our spells take time. Must not be that powerful. Why can't I upgrade? I mean, she charges $97. Oh, wait, no.
No, there's a sale that ends tonight at midnight.
Where you can get her spells for $37. But why can't I have? Why can't I pay three times as much and get a spell that's three times as powerful? These guys don't really have that much going on, I don't think.
Now, if my computer clock is messed up, will the offer end at a different day on midnight?
Very possibly. We'll investigate for you here, man. Which 800-259-5791, witchcraft. Does it frighten you, or is it just total bunk? This is your show. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time with Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will send it to you via your email box if you're on the updates list, and you can get on there, of course, totally free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about witchcraft.
Ooh. And right now we're being presented with information about someone who casts the world's most powerful spells.
Right, that's her website, actually. And
that's right. We never did give out the address. worldsmostpowerfulspells.com.
Yeah, you go and laugh. But
you would know, of course, that she had that a web address.
Right. Now, before you go, change the date on your computer.
Well, look at it now and then change the date and reload the page.
Okay. Yeah. You look at it first and it says here, Catherine is only accepting 5 more new customers at this time. Thanks. Special sale ending November 4th at midnight. Well, if you go back, if you change your date to November 10th, and then you go and you reload the page, when do you think the special sale then ends at?
Well, surprise.
November 10th.
Special sale ending never!
She says
she's only accepting 5 more clients. I doubt she's had 5 clients.
No, I'm certain that they did. Didn't I tell you about the psychic that I went to see at my other job? I work for the magazine, and we rarely have advertisers like this, but a psychic wanted to advertise in the magazine. So she wanted to know what the rates were. You'd think she already knew, but no.
Was it one of the palm reader ladies you go
kind of
drive?
Yeah, one of those people. And I'm not going to call out the name of her business or anything
no,
like that.
No, of course
no,
not.
But, I went in, I told her the rates, because oddly she didn't know that. But it does say that she's a expert in love, matters of love. So perhaps, you know, rates, ad rates, you know, kind of slip by her.
Right, yeah.
Well, usually in matters of love, I have to ask how much.
So she hustled me on the rate, then she hustled me on the payment terms, and she wanted to, you know, pay later and la la la, the whole thing.
Right.
Well, at this point, we haven't gotten any payment from her, so her ad struck from the magazine. You know, we came up with one, a little black and white, had some Pisces and what are those zodiac symbols on there.
So what, she thought she'd get you to run the ad without actually having to pay for it?
Apparently. And, well, she's out of town because her grandmother's ill, or she's been going out of town daily or something because her grandmother's ill, and her husband's at the shop, and I went by and saw him yesterday saying, you know, like, hey, where's the money, you know? And I asked him, so who's running the store? And he's like, I am. I'm like, you're psychic too? So apparently these two psychics found each other.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, well,
what are the odds?
These liars have a tendency to flock together.
Yeah, that's true.
What bothers me is it looks from their ethnicity that they're probably Romanian or something like that.
Oh,
like
they're gypsies.
Right. And, you know, I'm not. I'm strongly
against.
Oh, great.
Now I'm saying all this stuff, my life's going to turn into thinner.
Well, like, don't gypsies kill you
I don't believe
from time to time?
These are racist statements.
If you cross them?
These are racist statements. And I don't really believe in them. But at the same time, they're fitting the stereotype. And it bothers me that they fit the stereotype.
Well, stereotypes were created for a reason, man.
Were they wearing bandanas? Did they have wagons outside and there were stolen babies everywhere? I mean, how badly did they fit the stereotype?
They just have
long flowing dresses, symbols and stuff like that, little finger symbols.
They fit the stereotype in the sense that they read palms, quote unquote, and they are Romanian, maybe, like something like that.
I thought Romanians were just good at gymnastics.
There's a stereotype that says black people don't like to work, Ian. Do you like that one?
No, I don't think that's accurate.
Okay.
I think that's a stereotype created by a white racist.
There you go. Just telling you, you said stereotypes tend to be accurate.
And
I'm calling you out. That's all.
For the most part, they are. 800-259-5791. Just whenever you bring them up, they're not.
I see.
I don't know. Are we done making fun of Princess Priestess
Princess Catherine?
Priestess Catherine.
I don't know.
She says she customizes her spells exactly for you. So.
I'm thinking about maybe starting a business transaction with High Priestess Catherine, just to see how it goes.
Exactly. Wait a minute, man. You're willing to pay this charlatan $37
for the show? For the show, I would do it.
Wow. If it made for something good air, it might be worth it.
I don't know if it's worth that much.
Or maybe I can get her. Maybe I can get her to throw me a freebie if we promote her. Yeah. We'll have her on the show.
Well, we've already mentioned her website once. Of course, we've just torn it to pieces.
Maybe if she casts my spell on the air, she'll throw me a freebie.
Anybody that goes to this website and orders something has just lost their mind. Oh, here's a testimonial, because she claims that on her site that she has 2,500 testimonials, although, as I'm looking around here, there's absolutely no
list. There's one.
There's one. Let me see if it changes if I reload it. Nope,
no.
Same one. Okay, here it is. Catherine did an awesome spell for me. My ex-boyfriend had been using me for his own purpose while he was dating some other girl.
My.
Later in
purpose
May.
Was that?
Later in May, the girl he'd been dating followed me a couple of times and had almost run me off the road. Anyway, Catherine did a spell for me the beginning of June to have his life be turned upside down.
And the next day, the girlfriend was raped.
Well, the moment the spell was cast, my ex fought with the other girl, and I just found out that they broke up before Labor Day weekend. He's extremely miserable in his love life and work life. I'm still waiting for him to beg me to come back with him, and I have faith that it will happen. Now, wait a minute. Why do you have to have faith
if you have $37?
Right.
I don't know. Do you think she got in on the sale before?
It could have been 99, I don't know.
Gee, what are the odds that somebody will have a tissy with their significant other, right? You to cast a spell saying that your ex-boyfriend's going to have a tough time in his relationship. Boy, there's real slim odds of that happening.
Huh? What are the odds that you could just write some fiction and put it on your website?
Yeah, there you go. It's all bunk. 800-259-5791. Puke is waiting to comment on you, Torgo. He has a comment for you. Your calls as well, if we can sneak them in. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
So Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Nattokinase is a powerful enzyme that supports healthy blood flow. The enzyme is isolated from a traditional Japanese food called natto, which has been eaten in Japan for over 2,000 years for cardiovascular health. Dr. Martin Milner, MD, professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, says, "In all my years of research as a professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, nattokinase represents the most exciting new development in supporting cardiovascular health." Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, says the first patient we asked to try it had a rapid and dramatic response. Allergy Research Group uses only the gold standard nattokinase, which is the only form endorsed by Dr. Sumi, the discoverer of nattokinase, and Dr. Ralph Halsworth, the leading nattokinase researcher in the U.S. Nattokinase can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control, 800-259-5791. But if you want to do it, you better do it now, because only moments remain. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there on the site. It's all free. The bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, all of it on the house. And it will continue to be free, because that's the way a website should be. That's the way a good talk show website should be. But if you'd like to help us voluntarily, we have the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We've got over 117 people that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers, and that means that they are contributing as little as $3 a month to the show. And we take the $3 in, and we turn it right back around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, getting us on more radio stations, getting us on more people's MP3 players. It's working, and we definitely appreciate all of you who become amplifiers, but if you've yet to become one, get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll actually even show you at amp.freetalklive.com where the money's going. We'll show you the advertising that we're doing. And once we get to our goal, we'll cut back on commercial time on the show. We'll cut it back by 25%, actually. In fact, once we reach half of our goal, we'll cut back 2 minutes an hour of commercial time and do more show instead. So there's a lot of cool little bonuses that you
can get. We release every
$25,
we release a new vintage classic episode of Free Talk Live from our first year.
Classic FTL.
That's right. And so there you go. Get it all, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Puke in Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Oh, good evening.
Hey, man.
My comment is, Mr. Torgo.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't you rather enjoy becoming like the movie Thinner?
you could market that and promote it a la Jared from Subway.
Yeah, but the only thing I could do then is I could do commercials for Angry Gypsies. That's all I could do. I'd be like, I lost all this weight on the Angry Gypsy
plan.
It only took 2 weeks. I'll be dead on Thursday.
If you can keep on getting thinner, like you'll make all kinds of money because
sell great in Hollywood.
Yeah, and then I'll market it and I'll just keep all the money after you're dead.
It would sell great in Hollywood. Just all these horrible skinny actresses who try to vomit off another pound.
Right.
Just send them to just anger some gypsies. That would be great.
There you go.
I would just set up appointments for them to find an old gypsy woman and just poke her in the eye with a stick.
It doesn't matter about the gypsies. You can say it was any, you can say it was the banana diet. As long as you were getting thinner, that's all that mattered.
If I have to die from that, I want stupid Hollywood women to suffer gypsy curses. I had nowhere to go and I just trailed off.
That's all I had to say.
Oh, Puke, I was hoping you were going to tell us you were a warlock or something like that.
Sure, why not?
cast a spell on George Bush or something. I don't know. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
800-259-5791.
Way to kill a funny call, Ian.
Hey, I wonder if... you killed it with your trailing off.
Yeah, whatever, everybody laughed. Then you made your comment and everyone was like, oh, yeah.
Because we were laughing at your failure.
Doesn't matter. Funny's funny. I don't care if I have to cry afterwards. Funny's funny.
Well, that's why we are here, is to keep... Because Ian, every once in a while, he's got a zinger, but most of the time, not
oh,
so
Oh, don't
much.
Act yeah, like really? You're Mr. Comedy.
Oh, yeah, what's that like, man? I'm curious.
Hey, we're done for tonight.
Thank God.
Now you can go cry. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow night, though, because we want to torture you some more. From 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you can join us. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Saturday Night Edition.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.